It's all Bison Women's Hockey this week in Bison Sports as they are hosting the Canada West Final after an epic best-of-three win against Alberta last week. Get on out. Support them Friday, Saturday, if necessary, Sunday. Coming up next at This Week in Bison Sports, Bison Women's Hockey. Hey, it's This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. It's a playoff edition. We are going to the Canada West Final, the Bison Women's Hockey Team. First time ever they're hosting it. I'll go through all the firsts down the road. Hey, let's go around the table. Because we got a round table here today of Bison Women's Hockey players. Tell the vast listening audience on 101.5 UMFM your name, your position. How many years you've been with Manitoba? Ooh, this is an easy one. Your favorite moment so far this season? And family friendly.
And what?
Family friendly.
That's okay.
Just in case.
Well, I assumed.
Yeah.
So I'm Jordan Zacharias. I am a centerman and...
Game-winning goal.
Okay, yeah. And I am in my third year. And yeah, obviously this past weekend's fourth overtime winner was my favorite moment.
There you go.
I'm Lauren Tereschak.
Rookie of the year.
Goaltender. And I'm in my first year. And my favorite moment was also the same as Jordy's.
I would think we're probably going to go around the horn.
Van Lahovey.
Olympian.
Forward.
Bronze medalist.
I forget all the questions after you. I play forward, third year. My favorite moment was seeing all my teammates when I came back home from Pyeongchang.
My name is Alana Sharman.
Second team All-Star.
I am going to start with my favorite moment because it was when Hovey came back.
Oh,
okay, yeah, I'm in my fourth year. I play forward.
My name is Aaron Kucharavi.
Two-way forward.
I was wondering what you were going to say there.
Did you want me to make up something else?
No, no.
DJ.
Like
charities.
I'm a fourth year forward, and I'd have to say my favorite moment was probably the end of that 4-hour game.
Okay, so let's start. You've got the mic, Cooch. So let's go around the horn here. What's a funny thing is, other than Tereschak, everyone who was involved in the 5 overtime 2 years ago?
No. I was on the team, but I wasn't.
Right, Jordy, you're redshirting. Okay, so three of the five. So let's go with the three here. Is there a difference between 5 overtimes and 4 other than one period? Did you guys recollect back on that as you were going through the periods on Sunday?
It was just a completely different game, to be honest. Our 5 overtime with Saskatchewan was a bit of a track meet. We were up and down the ice a lot. Amanda Schubert scored over 60 shots and
saved a lot.
Yeah. There was a lot of really close chances, and it was a really kind of physical back-and-forth game. And not that this one wasn't, but I would say that one was it. It just seemed like it never ended, but it could have ended so many times.
Charmy?
Yeah, definitely. Like Cooch said, the games were very different. The 5 overtime was a lot of dump and change as soon as you got on the ice because you were just exhausted, because Sask has a really small rink, so you can go up and down in a couple strides, and it was just up and down the ice. And this one was more, I mean, there was a bit of up and down, but I feel like there was a lot more plays and a lot more in zone time, and you didn't want to just like get off the ice as soon as you dump the puck in. But yeah, both were a lot of fun. I really enjoyed coming out on the winning side of both of them.
Hovey, you scored the winner 2 years ago. You assisted on the winner this time. You like quadruple, I don't even know, whatever, after 5. What is 5? 5 overtimes? Quintuple?
Quintuple,
Quintuple, there you go. You got something special about those?
Well, I love playing hockey, and I thought about, you
yeah,
know,
you
just
really
keep
want
on
to
playing,
extend your
keep
career.
On playing,
I like
yeah.
it, I like it. But
this time it was a little different, yeah. though. I was a little more tired
sure.
than the last game. But, yeah, we didn't get burgers this time.
Lauren Tereschak. Have you ever been in a game like that before?
No, never. That's
Did we get you any? Did you get any food in the breaks? What did you guys do?
Yeah, we got fruit and a bunch of granola bars. I mean, honestly, we weren't really hungry. I think we were so focused. No one really ate. Like we just wanted to score.
Jordy.
Yes.
But how tired were you guys by the end of it? Like, I'm just, as a player perspective, was it just sort of like, because you could sort of see by the third and fourth, kind of people are falling all over the place.
Honestly, like a little bit, but at the same time, I felt like in between each period, we were pretty good. Like, it wasn't until after the game was done and like you got dressed and everything that you're like, oh man, like I am really tired. But in the height of it, like your adrenaline's going, and I honestly felt pretty good. I mean, I probably didn't look that good, but I felt good, at least in the legs. So I didn't see our team taper off too much, considering. So.
Let's talk about it. Goal scorer and the person who assisted it. What was that play? It seemed, you know, what's great about that is it was a clean goal, right? It was. There's no doubt about that. But just talk about the game-winning goal you got in the fourth overtime.
Yeah, well, I guess just before that, it was like right on the line. We were digging, and they didn't call it a goal, so it was kind of nice.
Was
to
it
get
in?
It. I think it was. I don't know. I was behind the net, but if it was, it looked in. But whatever. Didn't
we scored
matter,
twice. It's all good. We won twice.
No, so it was nice to get it right after. But yeah, I don't know. Like, great heads up play by Hovey, I guess. Their defense were not paying attention whatsoever. I just kind of snuck in the back and tipped it in.
Did you? You were just trying to get a good shot. It was kind of deflection shot.
Yeah,
sort of.
I don't think I was gonna get a shot off of it just the way I was positioned. So I was hoping to deflect it, and then if there was a rebound, then pick that up. But I just got lucky, I guess.
Very fortunate, Hovey. Tell me about the play there. What'd you see?
Well, I remember right before I hopped on the ice that I thought to myself that I need
Let's
to make like
this.
One smart play. Like,
really?
Yeah, that we need one smart play and then that's it. And then went on the ice and then ended up kind of skating in the middle. And then I remember I was going to shoot myself, but I couldn't find a lane. And then from the corner of my eye, I saw our player there and Jordy was ready to shoot it. So then I just didn't shoot it and passed it. Yeah.
And then tell me, go around the horn, or what's your feeling like after that? Are you tired? Are you excited? Are you a combination of everything?
Yeah, it was definitely a combination of everything. I saw that puck hit the back of that net, and I was just so relieved. Like, I was happy but relieved. Like, that was mostly my emotion.
Robbie, what was your emotions like?
At first, it didn't seem real. Like, it happened so quick, and we're all just like, oh. And then we're like, oh, my God. And then I cried. I cried after every game in the series, to be honest. I'm pretty emotional, and I started crying. And
I thought there was no crying in hockey, but I guess there is.
It's an emotional time, especially after like, 4 hours of playing.
That's fair enough. Rookie, you're in the back of the nets. You're trying to stop the puck there. What's your emotion like when that goal goes in?
Honestly, all I remember is seeing that goal light go off, and I just book it down the ice. And I got to the end, and I was like, who scored? Honestly, I did not know who scored. I was so focused in that game, like, just don't be the one to break. And I saw that light, and I was like, it's done. I can leave. I'm good.
That is true. We can all go home. Do you remember two plays? I remember two plays. One was a crossbar. One was a breakaway. Those were sort of the two chances they really kind of had on you there. But like you were saying, pretty focused in all game, huh?
Yeah. For that crossbar one, honestly, my heart sank. Like, hearing, that's the worst noise a goaltender can hear. You don't know. Like, and looking behind you, you have no idea if it went bar down, bar up, anywhere. And then for the breakaway, it was just like, just keep your team in this. And thankfully, she pretty much missed the net. But
you beat her.
But no, it was relief.
Jordy, so you score the goal, and your emotion is?
Cheers, mostly. I mean, anyone saw the picture, you can see my belly hanging out a little bit. I was jumping. jumping a little high. A little bit of a jump there. Like, check it out. Rock hard abs, but no. I was so happy. But after seven periods, everyone's like, yeah, I can't believe you guys were crying. I'm like, really? Because it was pretty emotional. And just being able to, you know, have a chance to go to nationals was the first feeling, right? You win the game, but then you're like, wow, like, we just won it all. So.
Roundtable here at Bison Women's Hockey is they want an epic fourth overtime against Alberta, the defending champions, get a berth, and they now host the Canada's final against Saskatchewan Huskies, the first time ever in the 21-year history of the program. Aaron Kucheravi, Alana Sharman, Ben Lahovey, Lauren Tereschuk, and Jordan Zacharias. Before we go here, hey, we got more hockey to play this weekend. It's so funny after all that sort of that the hoopla and we get the berth and we beat the defending champions. We got to play this weekend for another really hard team, eighth in the country, Huskies. We split them this season 2-2 in the regular season. Just talk about the task at hand this weekend, trying to win another banner for this program.
Yeah.
Jordy first and around the horn.
Cool. I mean, I think we definitely have a bit of an advantage being at home. When you saw how big of a crowd we had last weekend, and hopefully we can mimic that again this weekend. And also our ice surface is going to work in our favor. So hopefully we just stick to our game. And if we played like we did on Sunday, then we should be fine.
Tara Shuck?
I think really just sticking to our game and what we do best and just focusing on doing the little things right. And I think we'll have no problems this weekend.
Hovi? Yeah, go ahead. Oh, no, the question is about Saskatchewan. I know you haven't played for a while, like as in it's, you know, you were out for the Olympics and stuff. But do you remember the first time you played Saskatchewan back in the first half?
I do remember something about it, but not much. I know their best players and I know their goalie is really good this season. So we have to get a lot of shots in. Also, it's going to be really important that we defend as a five-player unit. Everybody has to do the defensive job too.
The Huskies here coming into town here, is it tough to get back focus after that crazy epic series? Are you guys pretty locked in again for this weekend?
No, I definitely think we're pretty locked in. We've been working towards this the whole year. We know we all want it. So I think everybody's pretty focused. We had Monday off and now we're ready, regrouped and ready to go.
Could Travi get another banner up there on the Wayne Fleming Arena?
Yeah, that's the goal. And for a lot of us, this is our, well, for some of us, the majority of the team, this is our third time in the finals in 4 years. And we would really like to get it done this time.
Kick down the door, right?
Yeah, it's we're not really satisfied just with the hosting or with the berth at Nationals. We think it's our year and we deserve it. And we worked all year for this.
I'm going to go back to Ben Lahovey for a second here. Everyone knows your story, but tell us one more time about it because I know you love talking about it. But why did you come back? You know, I mean, like a lot of people, you could have just stayed in Pyeongchang and celebrated your bronze medal with your teammates in Team Finland. But, I mean, you made that choice, right?
Yeah, I mean, first time when I got our schedule for Korea, the first thing I checked was when the games actually end and then where we are with the Bisons, and then I noticed we have a second round of playoffs and I kind of figured that we've done so well that we'll be playing for sure. And then
Following them while you were out there? Because, you know, you sort of missed the second half,
yeah.
Right?
Obviously.
Did you really bug all these all the teammates?
I was following, obviously. And and then I had flights booked for after the closing ceremony and I switched them to come back for Friday. And I really had no other option on my mind than coming back. I mean, I work out and I play with these girls every day, so why would I, you know, this is just as important.
Well, yeah, but people would say, you know, you only had about a 24-hour trip to get back, you know, with the time change and stuff. How'd you feel? Let's be honest here. It's over now, but, I mean, was it basically on adrenaline, those game two and three?
Saturday I felt pretty good. I got tired quicker than I usually would, but I still felt pretty good. And then Sunday I felt fine for the first three periods that the game usually lasts. And then after that I was, to be honest, holding in my puke.
Me too.
That's good to know. All right. Well, we're always breaking the stories here on 101.5 UMFM. Let's segue to the Rookie of the Year. Tara Shuck, just talk about that honor. It only happens when you're a rookie. So you are the Rookie of the Year. It's a pretty big honor.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty big deal for me. It just goes to show.
You know who also got it?
Who?
Charmy.
Oh, really? Oh, look at that.
You're the sixth one in Bison women's hockey history.
Oh, wow.
There you go. So you guys can commiserate down the road there. But,
yeah.
But how cool is that? Get that
away. No, it's awesome. I think it really just goes to show that my hard work has really paid off and it's being recognized. And it's not just about me, too. Like, it's our whole team has put in lots of work, and I'm just one person on this team. But, no, it's a huge honor.
And, Zacharias, I know you didn't believe this, but this is true, and Hovey doesn't even know this yet, but we've been asked by the Hockey Hall of Fame to bring some stuff from the fourth overtime game. Can you believe that? They want your stick.
Yeah, I thought you were lying. But
it's true.
You know what? I think I can give it up. It's on its last leg anyway, so I'm not that upset.
Yeah. We'll talk to coach about that. Hey, before we go here, let's get it back to Kucherov and Sharmi, because we always do the UMFM bump through this whole playoff run. Can you believe this? I think we started this about a month ago, and it's worked so far.
Honestly, I think this has been our greatest contribution thus far to this team's playoff run.
Yes. I 100% agree.
So, once again, huge shout out to all of our fans.
Love you.
Well, means the world to us. We're expecting a big crowd out to Wayne Flame Arena this weekend. You like the support that you guys got this weekend?
It was amazing. We really felt the love, and the whole like Bison family showed up, and all of all the athletes, and then even other fans as well. And it was awesome. Like John had mentioned on the TV there's never been an atmosphere in the rink like that we've experienced.
Honestly, some of those chirps that those football guys were throwing were fueling my fire. I mean, they were awesome. Having the support when we got our first power play in the third period, I think, and the whole building erupted, and like that, just all that energy that they brought helped us for sure.
Well, let's get it going. Let's keep it going this weekend. Bison women's hockey at home, hosting the Canada West Final for the first time ever in the 21-year history of the program. Aaron Kucherov, Alana Sharman, Venla Hovey's already done. She's gone. She's shining up that medal for someone else to look at. Lauren Tereshchuk, congratulations on Rookie of the Year. And Jordy Zacharias for the game winner and going to the Hockey Hall of Fame. How about that?
That's good. Woo! Damn.
And guess what?
What?
You're listening to This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. Woo! Hey, so we're talking to him again this week. So guess what? Bison Women's Hockey won, and they won in epic fashion. Quadruple overtime in the series clinching game in game three. Come from behind. They beat the number two Alberta Pandas and the defending champions. Head coach John Rempel, 14th season. You had said at the press conference earlier this week, top three while you've been here for that epic game in game three?
Yeah, probably it. I would say probably at any level, quite honestly, including my AAA midget and junior coaching.
Oh, we're going all the way back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I would say it's right up there for sure. I thought the quality of the game itself was so good, and both teams fought so hard. And obviously the 5 overtime game in Saskatoon 2 years ago was also in my, definitely in my top group there. But this one, I think, because it was at home, had a different feel to it, and the environment was so good. And I think that's why I found it more enjoyable. The one in Sask, the rink is hard because there's not a great environment in there from a fan perspective. So anyway, yeah, I thought it was pretty special.
Well, the talking to players about that, especially Sharmi, Kucheravi, and Hovey, that they'd said there was something different about where the barn in Saskatchewan is a little bit smaller. So you're up and down a lot. Here was much more, dump and chase and on it, and the intensity it seemed just was ratcheted up more, just because there was more. Like the one in Saskatchewan was only a quarterfinal, as much as they only, but this was for a national championship berth. Like there was, both teams had all of it on the line.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, there were different, factors to that one, and different mitigating circumstances or whatever you want to call them. But it was a different feel. It was a different feel, and you can't really hear the fans in Saskatchewan because the glass there is high, so you don't really feel them, and you don't see them because you're facing the other way. So it's different here. You're looking and you see all the fans and you see every reaction to every puck. And I think that all kind of played into it, to be honest with you. And like you said, what was on the line? Yeah, obviously there was a lot on the line.
Before we go forward, we'll just stay there for one more second. I mean, the battles we've had with Alberta, just chalk it up to another one, right? I mean, 14 years. I know some of those gray hairs have come through the Panda series here. It's nice to now have 4-7 as a record in the playoffs against one of the best. I mean, seriously, we're talking about dynasty sort of that program there. That's the creme of the creme.
I mean, it's interesting because I think overall, when I think about it, Yeah, I would say Coach Draper and his program have sort of always been the measuring stick.
I mean, they won it last year.
They have gone down a bit, right? It's just the consistency that and the turnover, and it doesn't matter what kind of team he has, what kind of players he have, they're always there. So, you know, I will say this, he has made me a better coach because I know that if I am not at the top of my game on the bench in preparation during the week, my team can't beat them. And even with all that, we often don't. So having said all of that, you know, I think that, you know, in the last seven series, we're 4-3 now in the playoffs. So we've kind of tipped the scales a little bit, which is nice for our program. And it's nice for our players because, you know, we've done a lot of so many good things in this program you know, hopefully all of it's led to this path, and this path can keep going.
Well, the path is going this weekend. It's the Canada's Finals, and we host Ramps the first time in 21 years of this program's history. Nice to get this series in your barn.
Yeah, I mean, the girls feel comfortable here, and, you know, I wasn't – none of them, and myself included, would have been looking forward to try to pull this together and go on the road after pulling that off. I just feel from an energy perspective after what's been a long year for a lot of our players and you know, me included, I think it when you get to this point, if you can sleep in your own bed and just go home and relax and take care of your academics for them and for me, take care of my family and not have to worry too much about hotels and meals and logistics and travel and bus and this and that. It's the mental piece that wears you down about that stuff. It's not that the physical so much, just the mental.
Hey, you recharge your batteries. You almost had a 24-hour sleep.
I had a good sleep on Sunday. No, not Sunday.
Coaches need that just as much as the players, right? That was a tough series.
It was mentally tough. I mean, but it. You know, the challenge of preparing and trying to pull your team from the brink and help them, you know, that's why you coach, really, more than anything else. It's never easy to coach, but it's not as hard when, you know, in the regular season and, you know, you've lost a game, but it's an important game the next day. You know, you're going to try to do some things, but when you're in this situation, it's just a different...
Well, the season's on the line.
Yeah, it's a different kettle of fish and...
Is it also more because of what you guys have sort of so far accomplished? Like this is now you have a shot here, right? Now you're in the dance, right? You're one of eight teams who have a chance to win this national championship.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the players, like I said before, I'm really happy for all of our players. They've all contributed from A to Z this year. Everyone has played multiple games, and I didn't know with a big roster, which we talked about earlier on this year, how that would end up going. You know, it's been tough on some kids, but, you know, that's the way it is at college hockey, especially when you have a roster we do. And we've needed everybody at one time or another. So I it's important that they all know that they have a piece of it, right? And I think that piece of it has gone very well. And we have a lot of depth on this roster. So a lot of people that can fill in when people are hurt or sick or whatever it happens to be. So, I mean, it's nice to see them push through, and for the veteran players, just I've seen so much heartache from them and so close, and just you know, and that's probably why I don't get that emotional after games, no matter what it is, but that's why I was so emotional after the game, because just knowing that they had finally kicked the door down, I think that's for me was a big thing.
Yeah, some especially the Hovi Kutravi Sharman said that's, you know, 3 in 4 years, but we got a berth because of being the top two this time around, right? So it's it gets no less exciting because we got a banner to play for this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know Steve Cook pretty well over the years. The Huskies are a very formidable opponent, number 8 in the country. We split the series against them this year. Just talk about the task to try and keep it going against the Huskies.
Well, he's probably pissed that they're actually ranked now. also. Because
I sure, know he wanted to be under.
Because I'm sure that that's been a that source a great, of motivation yes. for them all year, and rightly
they,
so.
They unfortunately slid into the top 10.
If I was a coach, I'd be playing that card all day like he has been. I know he has been. So.
I will always say this. In the 07 Vanier, the Bisons were number 4 ranked. They never were number 1. They won the damn thing,
yeah,
right?
I know.
It's a source sometimes, right?
It totally is. It totally is, and it's about the psychology of what your players will believe, right? And what they'll gravitate towards. So, yeah, I mean, they had a great year. You know, just hard-nosed, tough to play against, very disciplined. Two most disciplined teams in the conference by far, going against each other. So that bodes well for good hockey and, you know, clean, fast, strong hockey. And, you know, I thought U of S really played with just lots of passion and lots of energy and lots of discipline. And like I said, and just a hard team to play against. And, you know, they're, you know, they didn't finish 6 points behind us in second place for no reason. That was not a fluke. And I knew it all year, especially when I saw them play up in U of S early in October. And I was like, man, they got some stuff going on here, right? So they kept going and they kept getting better all year as I thought we did. And, you know, here they are. And I think two deserving teams are here.
Before we go, I'd be remiss talking with John Rempel, Bison Women's Hockey head coach, in his 14th season. Hey, you won the coach of the year for the fifth time, back-to-back seasons. Were you a little surprised by that?
Yeah, because what I just talked about, I already texted Steve and said, should have been you. And he said, nope. So he's playing that card too, which is fine. But
he'll have to play that in game 2 anyways. He won't be on the bench in game 1, but that's another story.
Yeah, but... you know me, and you know, you've known me long enough to know that I don't, you know, I appreciate the award. I think it's nice when you're recognized by your peers that they think you're doing a good job with your program. You know, the quality of coaching in our conference is very high. And like I said before, if you're not prepared every single game and every single weekend, you're not getting points anymore. And that's a testament to the other coaches in this conference. And I would say also that, you know, my players I really didn't coach very hard this year. I'm not going to lie about it. And
they're not going to take away the award, so just an FYI.
No, I'm just saying this thing drives.
It's a really good group, right?
This bus drives itself, basically. The leadership on this group is absolutely incredible. Just the ability to, you know, help me keep people in line, the work ethic, the work product, the attention to detail. Not letting things slip through the cracks, that's how you win. And that comes from the dressing room. It comes from me and my staff as in certain regards, but we can say whatever we want and do whatever we want, but if the players don't accept it and believe it and take it to heart and translate it into taking some accountability on their own, you can't win and you can't have a successful team or program. So I for me, you know, I'm steering the ship, but, you know, like the people rowing the boat are pretty freaking important.
They are. Lastly here, really rapid fire here. We'll try and keep this under a minute if possible, but just talk about the insanity of Venela Hovey making her way back from Pyeongchang and what she contributed both on and off the ice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's a special person. I think we all, those of us that are fortunate enough to know her, understand the humility, the perseverance, the diligence,
she's one of the most modest bronze medalists you'll ever meet.
She is, and it's not an act, and it's not self-deprecating, which is the part that I like the most about her. She's just generally built that way and wired that way, and when you talk to her, you believe everything she says because that's just who she is as a person. And you know, for her to come back and take it upon herself to put her body and her mind through a pretty grueling ordeal, I would say. I've never had to do that, but I can imagine it's pretty. The closest I came was when I went over from East Coast Hockey League and I had a break. So I was here waiting for my visa. I went over to England, got off the plane and played. And it was whatever. I know how hard that was to do, right? And for her to go through this, come back into this kind of atmosphere, and to do the things that she did, shows you why she's an Olympic athlete. And I mean, it shows you, and more than that, I've said it a few times today, it shows you the quality of the person that is in that dressing room and what those teammates think of her. That is the biggest thing.
Bison Women's Hockey Canada West Final. It's March 2nd to the 4th. All the details on gobison.ca. Coach John Rempel in his 14th season and also the 2017-18 Canada West Women's Hockey Coach of the Year. All the best. Let's get another banner here up at Wayne Fleming Arena this weekend.
Well, there's room up there, so I'd like to fit one in there.
You know what? We've saved it just for you guys this year. Hey, guess what?
I don't know.
You're listening to This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. Every Friday at 11 o'clock during the Bison Sports season, it's This Week in Bison Sports. We talk Bison Women's Hockey. Head coach John Rempel, also the 2017-18 Canada West Coach of the Year, as well as the roundtable with the 2017-18 Rookie of the Year, Lauren Taraschuk, the goaltender, Alana Sharman, Aaron Kucheravi, as well as Jordan Zacharias, and Ben Mahovey, the 2018 Olympic bronze medalist with Team Finland. As always, every Friday, 11 o'clock, you're listening to This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM.